Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We're giving God all glory, honor, just for being God all by himself. And we do appreciate all those that are listening in to the broadcast. Every one of you that have listened, praise God, we just want to say we appreciate you so much. And most of all, we thank God, amen, just for the opportunity, praise God. Set Free Life is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, praise God, and we thank God for what God is doing. We invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org. Our website has all kinds of information on it about the ministry, some upcoming events. We are hosting our 8th Annual Women of Power Conference, amen, this year. It will be held in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. We are so excited about this conference and what God is doing for us. Amen. This is our 8th year, praise God. And each year, God just so blesses and ministers, praise God. He actually has us to literally, we kind of walk through these themes that God gives us each year. He's given us some dynamic themes. Amen. Praise God. Just a few that I can think of off the top of my head, embracing the call of God on your life, hunger for holiness, praise God, pressing toward the mark, praise the Lord, all of these things that God has given us. Another one he gave us, stay on the wall, praise God. And then this year's theme is make me a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. And truly, we want to be vessels that God can use, praise God. So, you know, whenever God gives a theme for us, praise God, he really has us to walk out these themes. And our speakers, everybody falls in line. And it's like we go through a process just to get to the conference. But once we're there, the Lord ministers and he meets needs and he saves and, amen, he restores, praise God, and he equips us for service, praise the Lord. God is just so good, and so we want to encourage you, beloved, amen, if the Lord should put it on your heart to join us in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida this year, amen. Our conference will be held May the 19th through the 21st, praise God. We're going to be having some activities prior to the conference. We'll be going to the Holy Land experience, there at TBN, praise God. We're looking forward to that. If you go on our website, amen, all the information is there, praise God. If you'd like more information, you would like to contact us, you can do so by contacting Deborah at WOPministries.org or our secretary, Barbara, Sister Barbara Ward. You can contact her at Barbara at WOPministries.org, praise God, or just drop us an email from the conference site, conference@WOPministries.org. Beloved, we do look forward to hearing from you, and we thank God, amen, just for the opportunity to be able to minister, amen, the gospel, amen. Praise God, we have been doing a teaching entitled The Fivefold Ministry, praise God. We've been talking about the apostle and the prophet, and we're getting ready to go into the evangelist, praise God. And all these ministry gifts are given, amen, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, praise God. And the ultimate is that we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, praise God, because God wants us to be mature, amen. He wants us to be built up in him, praise the Lord. So we thank God for the word, amen, because we need the word of God. Most of all, we need the presence of God in our lives, praise God. So we're going into the word of the Lord, amen. We just ask that you just stop for a few moments, praise God, and just join us, amen, as we go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity again. We thank you for your word, Father. We just thank you for what you're doing for your people. And Father, we just ask that you anoint your word, Father. Anoint those that are listening in on today. Father God, you meet the needs of your people. You know, Father God, what you need. What your people stand in need of, Father. We need you, God. We need more of you. We need more of your anointing and more of your presence. And, Father, most of all, we just desire to be in your perfect will. So, Father, we thank you for giving us a hunger. Oh, my God, a thirst after you, a thirst after righteousness. Father, help us on today. Minister life and minister strength to us, your people, right now. Meet every need, Father, right now, Father. Someone needs you. Someone needs a touch in their body. Someone is sick. Someone has been given devastating news. But, God, I'm asking you to meet and minister right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let resurrection life fall right now. Save that one right now. Heal right now that sick body. Oh, my God, baptize that one in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, encourage your people now. Encourage your leaders, Father. Oh, God, we thank you. We magnify your name. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you the praise. Father, we will never cease to praise your name, nor will we cease to give you glory. God, we love you now. Have your way, Holy Ghost. You take full control in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, be glorified, be magnified, be edified, be adaboshi. Hey, God, be lifted up now. In the name of Jesus, haboshikadaboshi. Oh, God, we love you now. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way in every life now. Oh, God, we thank you for prayer. We thank you now that you're moving, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're working situations out for your glory and for your honor. We thank you for your peace now, your loving kindness, your tender mercy, your joy, your strength. Oh, God, we thank you now. You are the everlasting God. You're the almighty God. Hallelujah. There is none like you, God, and we will never cease to praise you nor give you glory. We will give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the presence of God. Amen. We thank God for prayer. Amen. We have the liberty, amen, to come before the Lord, amen, just magnifying him and lifting him up, glory to God. And every opportunity, beloved, that you have, you should praise God, lift him up, exalt the name of the Lord, praise the Lord, glory to God. No matter where you are right now or what you may be going through, just give God praise, give him glory, honor his name, allow the Lord to do in you what he needs to do, praise God. God is making us, beloved, after the image of Christ. This is such a strategic time, praise God. We keep hearing about the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, walking in the vein of the Holy Ghost, moving and flowing, amen, in the power of God, because this is what God is doing, praise God. He's taking us back, amen, to the book of Acts, praise God. And we're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles like we've never seen them before, praise God. As we pray, God is answering, praise the Lord. And so we just want to be right where God wants us to be, praise the Lord, doing what God wants us to do, praise the Lord. And when we do that, praise God, then God is able to do what needs to be done in the earth, praise God. Because the ultimate, beloved, is that God prepare the body, amen, prepare us, amen, for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. The Father knows when he's going to tell his Son, go get my children, praise God. But it's up to us to heed and to hear the clarion call. It's up to us, amen, to be sensitive, amen, to what God is doing, praise the Lord, and walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Don't miss your season. Don't miss this hour, praise God, because God is moving, praise the Lord. He is doing a work in this hour, and we thank God for that, praise God. The word of God, amen, taken from Ephesians 4, just going to read a couple verses of scripture. This is our theme scripture for this teaching, Ephesians 4 and 11. I'm going to read verses 11 and 12. Amen. And it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And this is the purpose that these gifts, amen, offices, if you will, have been given to the body, because God wants us perfected. He wants us whole, praise the Lord. He wants us to where there's no holes in our life, no shortcomings, amen. He wants us fully mature, fully equipped, so at any given moment, beloved, we can do the will of God. We can preach the word, teach the word, sing the word, praise God, win souls for Jesus Christ, praise God. This is what the heart of the evangelist is, amen. The evangelist is a messenger of good news, a preacher of the gospel, praise God, a soul winner, if you will, praise the Lord. And the scripture in Acts 21 and 8, it says, on the morrow we left there and came to Caesarea, and we went into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven. He was one of the first deacons, praise God, that had been appointed, but he was also an evangelist, amen, and stayed with him, praise God, amen. His daughters were in ministry, praise the Lord. This was a mighty man of God, and God used him in an awesome way, praise God, and I do believe that God is going to use end-time evangelists, amen, evangelists that are preaching the word, preaching the gospel, amen, winning the lost, praise the Lord, with no hidden agendas, no false motives, praise God. God is cleaning house, amen. He's getting rid of those of us, and I'm going to just say us in the sense that, amen, we've seen preachers and teachers and ministers of the gospel that have abused the work, that have abused the anointing, that have taken advantage of gifts and all of this, and so now we're really seeing a changing of the guard, if you will. We're seeing where God is moving and God is raising up, amen, true men and women of God, amen, that love the Lord, that are full of the Holy Ghost. We cannot do anything without the power of the Holy Ghost resident in our life. We must be full of the Holy Ghost. We must, amen, stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost. We must stay in the presence of God so that he can use us, praise God. Now, we know that Philip, amen, was a deacon, but then God used him, amen, to evangelize, amen, when he went to the eunuch and he found himself running beside that chariot and God told him, go and sit, and he went and he began to minister, amen, and we know the story how, amen, the eunuch, amen, was reading in the book of Isaiah, and Philip, because he was anointed of God, began to expound on the word. Isn't it something, beloved, that when we begin to hear the word of God, amen, something on the inside begin to flow, begin to stir, praise God. The word should stir us. Amen. When I hear a scripture this morning, even on the prayer line, as we were praying and as we were reading the word, it just something in me just began to stir because I love the word of God. And there was so much confirmation this morning, just different things that God spoke, praise God, that he'd been sharing. Amen. And I just thank God for that. Amen. Because we need the word. We need to hide the word in our heart that we may not sin against God. Amen. We're clean through the word when it's spoken, praise God. Amen. And so, as Philip began to expound the word, amen, the eunuch gave his life to the Lord, was baptized, praise God, the Holy Ghost came upon him, amen, and once Philip's work was done, God just catapulted him right on up out of there, amen. The eunuch didn't have time to attach himself to Philip because Philip had other work to do, and that is a mark of the evangelist, praise God. The evangelist goes from city to city proclaiming the gospel. They're evangelists, amen, that all they do, they go out into the community, they preach in the neighborhoods, praise God. They have such an anointing. Amen. The evangelistic anointing is a precious anointing. Amen. When you have evangelists in your church, amen, I remember growing up and certain ones were evangelists, and they were. If they were called evangelists, that's exactly what they were. They had an anointing to preach. Amen. They had an anointing that would captivate you to the point of where God, amen, would captivate you. You knew God was going to move through them. You knew that the word was coming. It was alive. Praise God. I remember one young lady, Evangelist Wilkerson, and she was a powerful woman of God. Amen. She was a great teacher of the word, but she was an evangelist. And we used to love when they would have her preach, praise God, because, amen, she just flowed under such an anointing and ministered to the people in such a powerful way. Praise God. I long to see evangelists in our churches where we can just really release them to preach and teach, praise God, and really just go forth where we have evangelistical services, praise God. We need God, amen, in our midst, beloved. We need that kind of anointing, and we have to allow our people to be the people to be developed, praise God. We have the fivefold ministry represented in our church and in our local church, praise God. And I know in other bodies, praise God. And we want to develop that. We want to develop those prayer warriors and intercessors and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, praise God. We don't all just have to be all clumped up in one area, praise God. God wants us to really get in a place where he can say, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. We got to preach the word, beloved, to the lost. Amen. We must win the lost, and we must have a compassion for souls. We must have a compassion for the lost. Praise God. Now, the ministry of the evangelists, they perform miracles and wonders. Amen. The people believed in Philip's anointing, amen, and convinced preaching that led to souls being saved, praise God. And the evangelist that's anointed, amen, will preach the word, but there's a conviction that goes with it that will draw us into God and draw us to a place where we need to repent, amen. Conviction comes so that repentance can come, and then change will take place, and reconciliation and healing and all the things that need to take place will take place, praise God. So the office of evangelist is very, very vital in the body, praise God. Oh, my God, I just thank God for the word today. And most of all, evangelists, for the most part, they have traveling ministries, amen, because they go from place to place, amen. They hold revivals and retreats and conferences and things. But most of all, really, the evangelist that we really need to see restored is going into the local churches, preaching revivals, amen, preaching, amen, simple messages of Jesus Christ. Praise God, I'm reminded of the late Maria Woodworth Eder. Praise God, was a powerful evangelist in her era, in her time, amen, and led hundreds of people to the Lord, amen. She had an anointing to minister to older people. Praise God, from reading her book and some of her book, praise God, and so many of the older saints were getting saved and coming to the Lord, people that had never served God, amen, but were up in age. And oftentimes when you find that, amen, a person, praise the Lord, that's older, sometimes the walls are up and it's a little tough to get in there. But praise God, she has such an anointing and the convicting power of God would fall, praise God, and people would come to the Lord. Amen. She testified of different ones that were sick and the conviction would come on them. And she knew if they did not get saved, they would be lost, praise God. She had that type of anointing, and she was a true evangelist, praise God. And I long to see, amen, and God is going to restore that, amen, where men and women go throughout city to city, sparking revival, where churches are revived, praise God, where then the pastor can come back and fan that flame and keep that revival going, because we really need to see revival. We need to see revival so much so, amen, that the sinner will stop sinning, that the gangbanger will stop banging, praise God, that the drug addict will stop drugging, amen, and the prostitute will stop prostituting, praise God, amen, and the alcoholic will come out of the bar, praise God, and the abuser will stop abusing, praise the Lord. We need to see this type of revival where conviction is running up and down the streets, praise God, where the witchcraft and witches are put out of business, the warlocks are put out of business, and Jezebel is put out of business, hallelujah, and hatred is put down, and unforgiveness is let go of, praise God, where people come together, hallelujah, minding the same thing, glory be to God, with the compassion for souls. Oh my God, I long to see, beloved, glory to God, the power of God fall, oh my God, in the pulpits, God, going from the pulpit to the door. I long to see, praise God, where pastors, amen, fall prostrate under the anointing of God and not full of pride and won't humble and won't submit to the miracle working power of God and the convicting working power of God. Glory to God. This is revival. Amen. This is the revival that we need to see in the church, praise God, where men and women come together. Women come to the altar. Amen. The cunning women, praise God. The mourning women, I'm sorry. Those that will mourn, amen, at the and weep between the porch and the altar, praise God, where children, amen, will yield and obey to their parents, praise God, where rebellion will be called out and demons called out, praise God, at the word of God, praise the Lord. We must stop turning God on and off at a drop of a hat. We must stop turning the power of God on and off, oh my God, but we must let God be God and stop making excuses for staying in the rut and staying where we are, praise God. It's time out now for foolishness, as I say, praise the Lord. It's time, amen, for the church to be the church, praise the Lord. It's time, amen, for the complete hand to come in the body of Christ, praise God. It's time for the order to be restored, praise the Lord. Amen. It's time, amen, that if praise fall and then conviction comes, amen, and then the altar call is called because people just are drawn to the altar. We must let God have his way, praise the Lord. Glory to God, none of that should take place of the word, praise God. But there is an order, and there are times when God wants to just come in and do a new work, bring revival, praise the Lord. Amen. I remember, amen, as a young girl when we would have revival, praise God, we looked so forward to it because we knew it was actually going to be a revival. Amen. And from that Monday to Friday, by that Friday, praise God, oh my God, nobody was the same. Glory to God. The church wasn't the same. Hallelujah. And then we were able to go further in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh my God, my heart is stirred this afternoon because I know God wants to do such a work in the body. But we must yield to God. We must yield to him. We must heed his voice in this hour. We must recognize, hallelujah, the time that we're in, praise the Lord. Oh my God, and we must lift up our leaders. We must lift up the men and women of God. Lift them up in prayer, praise God. If God has burdened you, intercessor, prayer warrior, if he's burdened you to pray, amen, don't miss the hour of prayer. Praise God. Don't slack up in your interceding. Don't slack up in your praying. Amen. Continue to pray. Pray down heaven. Pray heaven down. Pray the Holy Ghost in your midst. Praise God. Pray change through. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God, I thank God today. Amen. The office of evangelist. Praise God. It comes, amen, to refresh, comes to encourage, comes to exhort, comes to bring comfort, comes to bring new life. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for the word today. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the stirring. Hallelujah. We thank God for the shaking and the molding and the making. Praise God. We thank God even for the storms and the trials and all the things, praise God, that the body at times have to go through. Glory to God. Because we're walking out, amen, Jesus. We're walking out our salvation. Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. We must recognize that we are being made after the image of Christ. We've already been made, but we're being made. Praise God. Amen. We're here, but we're being. Come on now. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost have us, but we want him to have more of us. Hallelujah. We don't want to be like we are today on tomorrow. Praise God. We want to shed off everything that's not like God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I submit to you today, and I encourage you, amen, beloved, amen, wherever you are, whatever God is wanting to do, be quick to obey. Evangelists, preach the word. Amen. Teach the word. Amen. Preach it. Set your face as a flint and obey God and watch God move. Praise God, because God truly is a God of his word. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you now for what you're doing. Oh, God, continue the work that you have begun in us. Oh, God, continue to rule and super rule in the lives of your people. Father, keep us stirred. Oh, my God, keep us up on the wall. Holy Spirit, do as only you can do. Oh, every ministry that's represented on Blog Talk, God, I'm asking that you anoint. Anoint afresh, Lord God. Oh, my God, and that needs to be filtered out, God, flushed out, you do that as well. Let your will be done. Father, we'll never cease to praise you nor give you glory and honor. We magnify you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We thank God, amen, for the anointing and for his presence. We pray that you will stay encouraged, that you stay lifted up. Praise God. If you want further information, again, about the messages, if you want to drop us an email just to let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing, we invite you to do so. You may write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192. Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506, or feel free to drop us an email, Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. I see my time is just about gone for today, but it is my prayer, amen, that you will continue, amen, walking with Jesus, continue developing that relationship with him. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Know that God loves you. Know that he has your best interests at heart, and he's working things out just for you, just because he loves you, just because he cares. Cast your burdens and your cares upon the Lord, beloved, because he does care for you. Until we meet on our next broadcast, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you. Amen. Keep your eyes on the prize. keep your face as a flint. Continue to obey the Lord. Walk before the Lord. Walk before him. Allow him to perfect those things that concern you, oh, beloved, because God loves you with an everlasting love, and you are the apple of his eye. It is my prayer now that the rest of your day will be blessed. In Jesus' name, God bless you, beloved.